In Grafton County, addiction-related crimes are increasing at a rate alarming to health and safety officials. At the same time, however, the county's drug court is struggling to fill seats. NHPR's Emily Corwin reports.
Quick primer on drug court. You're an addict charged with a felony. If you plead guilty, you can avoid incarceration by participating in officer supervision and getting intensive treatment. In Grafton County, the program has a lot of advocates. But right now, the county's drug court also has only 13 clients. There's space for twice that. This is the smallest drug court roster since the program began 8 years ago.
It's horribly underutilized, which is a real shame.
Marcy Hornick is the managing attorney in one of the county's public defender offices. Grafton County taxpayers put $320,000 toward the drug court last year. Based on participation, that comes out to $19,000 per client. Stratford and Rockingham counties each spent less than half that per person over the same period. With a full roster, Grafton County could cut per-person costs by a third. Public defender Marcy Hornick says the biggest reason for those low numbers is this.
There are too many restrictions on people getting into drug court, and the type of people that it seems that drug court could really help are not being given access to it.
James Johnson might be one of those people. To get into drug court, the county attorney's office has to make you a drug court offer. Johnson's attorney tried to get one, but Johnson was denied.
It's like egg and cheese and like pieces of pepper.
When a reporter wants to test audio levels, we often ask people what they had for breakfast. In prison, Johnson chooses not to partake.
And especially since though you get up at like 5:30 to go to breakfast.
Johnson is 28 years old, and he spent much of the last decade behind bars. Now, he's back in Concord with a 2.5 to 5 year prison bid for selling heroin. He says he's an addict who's trying to stay clean.
I thought they could offer me that. I thought they could help me, at least. You know what I mean? Give me a better structure and base to get clean and to stay clean.
The problem is Johnson isn't eligible for drug court in Grafton County. County Attorney Laura Sappho explains.
Selling heroin's absolutely not in our criteria.
In fact, while most drug courts across the country accept addicts with small-time, addiction-driven sales charges, Grafton County does not. It also doesn't accept other addiction-motivated crimes, like bad checks, burglaries, and theft. James Johnson might have had better luck if he lived in Stratford County. There, County Attorney Tom Velarde has even begun to take some addicts charged with violent crimes.
I think we're more successful now because we are taking on more challenging cases. I mean, we've had negligent homicide defendants in drug court, which I think is pretty much unheard of. Bank robbers.
In Grafton County, Attorney Sappho's office pretty much only considers applicants charged with possession. She says she wants to expand to small-time marijuana sales and has made exceptions for a few bad check writers, but definitely not heroin sales.
Do we want to send the message that you sell heroin, you get caught, you go into drug court? That's my concern, because my answer is I do not want that to be on the streets. I want to be on the streets of, I got to steer clear of heroin. And I sure as hell can't sell it to people.
Public defender Marcy Hornick says Sappho's logic is based on fear, not statistics.
It is exactly that kind of person that you need to try to get into a drug court program. Unless you put them in the program, address the addiction issue, all the behaviors that go along with it, then you're not going to prevent that sort of crime from happening in your community.
National drug court experts like Christopher Deutsch say all drug courts are different. But Deutsch says,
it's critical that drug courts are really basing eligibility on what the research says works, which is that drug courts perform best when treating high-risk, high-need offenders, those with long criminal histories, you know, severe addiction issues.
Grafton County reports at least 18 of their program's 100 participants were first-time offenders. But Attorney Sappho says her drug court is different. While other counties have state prison parole officers supervising drug court clients,
we don't have that luxury in Grafton County.
Sappho says she's not sure the county's community corrections officers have the resources to oversee higher-risk offenders. But Community Corrections Director Lieutenant Nicole Cremo disagrees. She says,
obviously, I trust all of the members of my team, so if they're saying that they think that this person's appropriate even though they have this charge, then yes, that's something I could get on board with. You know, you can't judge somebody based on just their charge.
On a recent visit to a drug court hearing for newer clients, 9 professionals gathered in the courtroom. The hearing took 8 minutes. There was only one client. Nevertheless, County Commissioner Michael Cryan says he's not too concerned.
I mean, would we like more in the program? Sure. But the numbers we have received so far have validated that we're willing to proceed along.
And things may be changing for the drug court. There's now a new alternative sentencing director overseeing things. And the drug court team has met to begin addressing the problem. For NHPR News, I'm Emily Corwin.